good afternoon and welcome to a special edition of In Transition. I'm Randy McElligott, and in light of the tragic events that occurred in the United States this past week, this show is dedicated to not only all of the victims, but all of the people around the world who are trying to come to grips with this grave tragedy. They will not be forgotten, that's for sure. We're going to listen to some music this afternoon, and music is certainly the healer of such tragedies. Music has always been a constant in good and in bad times, and I hope this afternoon that people out there listening to the show will get some kind of solace from the material that I will be playing for you. We're going to start off with Deborah Hawley from her album I'll Never Forget You, and this is The Masquerade Is Over.
Your eyes don't shine like they used to shine, and the thrill is gone when your lips meet mine. I'm afraid the masquerade is over. So is love, your words don't mean what they used to mean. They were once inspired, now the routine. I'm afraid this masquerade, it's over. So is love, so is love. I guess I'll have to play Hayachi, get myself a clown's disguise, learn to laugh like Pagliacci.
Starting things off this afternoon, that was music from Deborah Holly from her brand new CD released on the Metropolitan label out of New York City, and we heard The Masquerade is Over, composition from Ali Rebel and Herb Magison. We're going to continue with a dynamic team of Lionel Hampton and Oscar Peterson. They recorded some tracks in the 1950s, and the Verve people released it as a box set. It's called The Complete Verve Quartets and Quintets of Lionel Hampton with Oscar Peterson. We're going to listen to their version of China Boy. Then we're going to go to England and listen to drummer Tony Kinsey from his album Thame Suite and something that he calls Girl Friday.
now for its final number tonight, the Tony Kinsey Band, with Hank Shaw, trumpet, Louis Stewart, guitar, Girl Friday.
recorded in London in 1974. That was drummer Tony Kinsey with Girl Friday, and that was taken from an album released on the Spotlight label entitled The Thames Suite. Before that, we heard Oscar Peterson and Lionel Hampton in a tour de force version of China Boy, and that's from a box set released on the Verve label entitled The Complete Verve Quartets and Quintets. I'm Randy McElligott, and you're listening to a special edition of In Transition. We're going to continue now with some music from Henry Johnson. Henry Johnson was here in Ottawa a few years ago. I believe he was playing with Stanley Turrentine as part of the Ottawa International Jazz Festival, if memory serves me right. He released an album in 1988 entitled Future Excursions, and we're going to hear something called Someone. And then we're going to venture back 20 years from then and listen to, I think, his main influence, or certainly one of his main influences, George Benson, from an album entitled Blue Benson. We're going to listen to a moving tribute to Wes Montgomery, and George calls it I Remember Wes.
Thank you.
That was vintage George Benson from 1968, and something that he called I Remember West, a tribute to Wes Montgomery, featuring Billy Cobham on drums and Ron Clark was on bass with a beautiful string arrangement there as well. Before that, we heard some music from Henry Johnson and something from his album Future Excursions, we heard Someone. I'm Randy McElligott, and you're listening to 2 Hours of Jazz here on CHUO-FM, coming to you live from the Media Skywalk at the University of Ottawa, serving the Ottawa Hull area and surroundings at 89.1 on your FM dial. Johnny Lytle is up next. He's a vibist, a very rather obscure vibist, but certainly a very capable one. He released an album entitled The Village Caller, and here's something called Unhappy, Happy Soul. Thank you. During October of 1961, Charlie Byrd was in the studios in New York City recording an album entitled Blues Sonata, and we just heard Scherzo for an Old Shoe, featuring Keeter Betts on bass, Charlie Byrd, of course, on guitar, Buddy Deppenschmidt on drums, and Barry Harris on piano. And before that, we heard vibist Johnny Lytle from his album The Village Caller, and something called Unhappy Happy Soul, featuring Milt Harris on organ, Bob Cranshaw, who was with Sonny Rollins this past summer at the Ottawa International Jazz Festival. He was on bass, Pepe Hinnant on drums, and Willie Rodriguez on percussion. I'm Randy McElligott, and you're listening to In Transition on CHUO-FM. This is a special edition of the show. We're dedicating this to all the victims of what transpired in the United States this past week, and certainly all the people around the world who are trying to deal with this great tragedy. We're going to continue now with some music from a Japanese musician, and his name is Yamamoto Tsuyoshi and his trio, and this is a recording that he made on March the 1st, 1974, entitled Midnight Sugar. It features Tetsurijo Obaro on drums and Tsuyoshi Yamamoto on piano, Isao Fukui on bass, and this is the title track on a label entitled Three Blind Mice. This is quite an audiophile recording, the title track to his album Midnight Sugar. Thank you.
Every Sunday at 12 noon, you're invited to the Jazz Band Ball on CHUO 89.1. Join Gordon Bennett for an hour of classic traditional jazz with all the greatest jazz innovators and performers. Louis Armstrong, Jelly Roll Morton, Sidney Bechet, and hundreds more bring jazz from New Orleans, Chicago, Europe, Australia. Blues with ragtime, Dixieland, spirituals are all on the menu at the Jazz Band Ball. Produced and hosted by Gordon Bennett, live every Sunday at 12 noon on CHUO FM 89.1.
Thank you.
One of the greatest songwriting teams in jazz, Duke Ellington and Billy Strayhorn. We just heard Daydream featuring Bob Cooper on tenor sax, Max Bennett on bass, Victor Feldman on vibes, Mel Lewis on drums, Lou Levy on piano, and the late Frank Rosolino on trombone. That was recorded in August of 1957, and the album is entitled The Music of Bob Cooper. And before that, we heard some music from Japan with the Yamamoto Shiroshi Trio and the title track to their album, Midnight Sugar. I'm Randy McElligott. You're listening to In Transition on CHUO FM 89.1. Two of the great drummers in jazz were Louis Belson and Kenny Clarke, and we're going to listen to them in this next set. Louis Belson from an album that he made called London Scene, and that was made for the Concord Jazz label. And then we're going to listen to some music from Kenny Clarke and something called Tom's Thumb, and that's from his album Kenny Clarke Meets the Detroit Jazzmen. Louis Belson's recording was actually done in 1980 at PRT Studios in London. And Kenny Clarke's, actually the recording that Kenny Clarke made were with some fairly notable musicians, and I'm just going to give you a rundown of who exactly were featured on that particular recording. We had, of course, Kenny Clarke was on drums, and we also had some other great musicians. I can't really find them at the moment, but I will let you know as soon as I gather the info from the notes that I do have in front of me. Let me see. We've got Pepper Adams on baritone sax, Paul Chambers on bass, and Tommy Flanagan on piano, and it was recorded in 1956 in Hackensack, New Jersey. And of course that means produced by the great producer Rudy Van Gelder. So we're going to start off now with Louis Belson from his album Louis Belson's London Scene, and the music makes you move.
Thank you. Thank you.
recording made 1956, that was the great Kenny Clarke and composition called Tom's Thumb. Before that, Louis Belson with The Music Makes You Move. I think one of the most underrated trumpet players in the world of jazz throughout the 1960s had to be Blue Mitchell. I mean, this guy had chops, and he could really blast it when he needed to. He was mostly a session musician. He played on a lot of various recordings, too numerous to mention, but he did make several recordings for the Blue Note label, and one of them was Bantu Village. And we're going to listen to something called Heads Down. And then after, we're going to listen to one of the great pianists who played with Benny Goodman during the 1930s, Teddy Wilson, and Where or When. So let's start off now with Blue Mitchell and Heads Down. Thank you. Well, I apologize for the Blue Mitchell. We weren't able to listen to that particular track. I'm going to try a little later and see if we can successfully listen to Heads Down from Blue Mitchell. What we just heard was Teddy Wilson and Where or When. Here's Jackie McLean with a lovely version, as only Jackie could do it, of Sentimental Journey.
Thank you. Thank you.
Dave Brubeck with Paul Desmond, Jack Six, and Joe Morello, and their version of Lonesome Road. Before that, Sentimental Journey from Jackie McLean. That was from his album 4, 5, and 6. I'm Randy McElligott, and you're listening to 2 Hours of Jazz here on CHUO. The show is called In Transition, and this afternoon we're remembering the victims that fell this past Tuesday in the United States, Washington, Pennsylvania, and New York. And we're dedicating the show to their memory. Here's Atmosphere with Little Elephant. Thank you. This is music from the Great Guitars, taking us out on this edition of In Transition with Talk of the Town.
Thank you.
just heard music from The Great Guitars and Talk of the Town. I'm Randy McElligott. I'll be back next week with some more jazz. And don't forget, in about three minutes' time, Oswin Lowe with German news, music, and commentary, and a very special guest. Have a great week. Bye for now.